Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm Katie Weaver. Today we play some music by Bruce Springsteen. But first, let's go to Hollywood, California to take a look at the newly announced Oscar nominations. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced this year's Oscar nominations. As usual, not everyone is happy about the choices. The nominees were announced Thursday morning in Hollywood, California. The debate in the entertainment world centers on how few people of color received nominations for the Oscars. The online entertainment magazine Variety.com noted the surprise absence of British actor David Oyelowo. He plays Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the civil rights picture Selma. Critics have widely praised his performance, and he already was nominated for several awards, including a Golden Globe. Selma received a total of 2 nominations for Best Picture and Best Original Song. But many people expected director Ava DuVernay to make history as the first black female nominated for Best Director. That did not happen. The Oscar nominees for Best Director are all men. One of them is Alejandro González Iñárritu, who headed the movie Birdman. It received 9 Oscar nominations in all. The Grand Budapest Hotel tied Birdman with 9 Academy Award nominations. It is a funny film about a hotel employee who is suspected of murder and how he tries to prove his innocence. The film did not receive any acting nominations, but the Academy did honor Wes Anderson as a nominee for Best Director. Selma was one of the 4 Best Picture nominees about real people. The Theory of Everything is about famed British physicist Stephen Hawking. It is based on a book by his wife, Jane Wilde Hawking, that tells about their life together and his scientific career. The Imitation Game is about another British genius. Alan Turing was a mathematician in the 1940s who built a machine to break German code during World War II. A hero, Britain later jailed him because he was homosexual. The other 2 movies nominated for Best Picture are Boyhood and Whiplash. Whiplash tells about a teenage jazz musician pushed to the edge by his music teacher. And Boyhood is the story of a family from a boy's point of view. Director Richard Linklater shot the movie with the same actors over an 11-year period. Michael Keaton stars in the movie Birdman, about an aging actor who is trying to renew his career by producing a Broadway play. The Academy nominated Keaton for an Oscar for Best Lead Actor. Last Sunday, he won the Golden Globe for his performance in the film. Bradley Cooper also received an Oscar nomination for his lead performance in American Sniper. The film is based on a book by an American Marine named Chris Kyle. He is considered the deadliest sniper in the history of the American military. Benedict Cumberbatch received a nomination for his performance as Alan Turing in The Imitation Game, and Eddie Redmayne for his role as Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything. Like Keaton, Redmayne also won a Golden Globe for his performance. The Academy also nominated Felicity Jones in The Theory of Everything as Best Lead Actress for her portrayal of Jane Wilde Hawking. Along with Felicity Jones, five actresses were nominated for their leading performances. Julianne Moore was honored for her work in Still Alice. The film tells the heartbreaking story of a middle-aged university professor who discovers she has Alzheimer's disease. Moore won a Golden Globe for her acting in the movie. She is widely favored to win the Academy Award. Many critics see Reese Witherspoon as Moore's only competition. Witherspoon is nominated for Wild, a movie based on the true story of Cheryl Strayed. When Cheryl Strayed was 22, she began a 1,700-kilometer walk up the U.S. Pacific Coast Trail. As she worked her way through California, Oregon, and Washington, she also worked through her grief over her mother's death and her struggle with drug abuse. The Academy also named French actress Marion Cotillard as a nominee for her performance in 2 Days, One Night. And American actress Rosamund Pike received a nomination for her work in the suspense film Gone Girl. Notably absent from the Best Actress list was Jennifer Aniston. The former Friends actress portrays a woman who suffers from chronic pain in the movie Cake. The performance was a hit with many critics. We can see how it all works out on February 22nd, when the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences holds its 87th Oscar Awards. The ceremony will be televised live from Hollywood, California. Musician, singer, songwriter Bruce Springsteen is one of the world's best-selling artists, with a career that covers 40 years. In a new book, Counting Down Bruce Springsteen, writer and music critic Jim Baviglia rates Springsteen's songs. The rating is based partly on how powerfully the words express people's fears, hopes, and dreams. Christopher Cruz reports.
I got my finger on the trigger, but I don't know who to trust. When I look into your eyes, there's just devils in dust. We're a long, long way from home.
Bruce Springsteen is known for his poetic songs that deal with social and political issues, as well as more personal subjects. His energetic live performances are also famous. Music journalist Jim Baviglia says the artist's childhood in a New Jersey working-class family was a major influence on his music.
The social and the political issues, Springsteen's never been shy about writing about those. They sort of started to come into play with an album called Darkness on the Edge of Town, where he started to look at sort of small town lives and how people, you know, just sort of doing the same things that their parents did and couldn't get out of that.
They put me to the water.
Mr. Baviglia says the music grew even darker in the 1982 album Nebraska. He says those songs show people pushed to the edge of poverty and criminal activity. 13 years later, Springsteen released The Ghost of Tom Joad. Mr. Baviglia says the album was a direct discussion of issues like immigration, hunger, and poverty.
Men walking along the railroad tracks, going someplace and there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over the ridge. Hot soup on a campfire in the breeze. Shelter line stretching round the corner. Welcome to the new world order. Family sleeping in the car in the southwest. No home, no job, no peace, no rest. Well, the highway is alive tonight, but nobody's kidding nobody about where it.
Then, in 2012, in the album Wrecking Ball, the critic says Springsteen found people to blame for some of those social problems.
Wrecking Ball really pointed at the sort of the financial leaders and the powers that allow the sort of dichotomy between the rich and the poor.
One of Springsteen's best-known songs, Born in the USA, is 9 on Baviglia's list.
And it's this amazingly complex song. It's got this really rousing music, very patriotic, big drums. You know, it's used in fireworks displays. But when you get it to the lyrics, it's a very sharp criticism of the way America treated its Vietnam vets upon returning home.
End up like a dog.
The song was released in 1984 as President Ronald Reagan was running for re-election. Jim Baviglia says that conservative politicians and observers misunderstood the song.
It came out in 1984, and a couple conservative politicians sort of picked up on the song. They talked about how Springsteen, you know, sort of reflected the American values. And Springsteen, when he found out about that, quickly pulled back and he said, well, wait a second here. They're sort of mistaking this song here.
Born to Run tops Baviglia's list.
In the day we sweated out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we racked the mansions of glory and suicide machines. Sprung from cages on Highway 9, from wheel human checking and stepping out over the line.
He says Springsteen's album company was thinking of ending business with him after poor sales of his first two albums. But then, Born to Run hit the stores and airwaves in 1975. It saved Springsteen's career.
I'm Katie Weaver. Join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.
When you let me in, I want to be your friend. I want to guard your dreams and visions. Just wrap your legs.